Many people are saying that a libertarian cannot support Donald Trump. Many British libertarians are saying that this has nothing to do with British libertarians. Well, I'm afraid it does, because, well, America is the global power, at least one of them, and anything that America does has repercussions on Britain. Therefore, a libertarian anywhere in the world should have some interest in what goes on in November 2016. Some libertarians, some high-profile libertarians, Walter Block, Ralph Raico, Donald Miller, have said that libertarians can in fact support Donald Trump. These are by no means lightweights of libertarianism, they're very high profile. And they have set up Libertarians for Trump, which I quite promptly joined as an international member. Well, what are their reasons for supporting Donald Trump? Their main reason is foreign policy. Murray Rothbard, Hans Hopper, Robert Higgs, Walter Block, lots of the greats of libertarian theory say that foreign policy is the most important aspect of libertarianism. Randolph Bourne said that war is the health of the state. Therefore, any libertarian, if he's to be consistent and sincere, should have the highest fear of any potential war. It should be one of the most important things, if not the most important thing, for a libertarian to think about when thinking about a potential president of the United States. On this particular issue, Donald Trump is very sound. He's the only candidate smart enough to recognize that détente with Russia is essential to avoid a repeat of 1914. He's the only candidate to be critical of NATO. He supports the nation-state itself. In one of his major foreign policy speeches, he said that he will no longer surrender this country, America, or its people to the false song of globalism. Furthermore, for particularly Eurosceptic libertarians, this may be of interest, Donald Trump supports Britain no longer being a member of the European Union. Now, Ted Cruz also supported that, but, well, Ted Cruz isn't going to be the nominee, and Ted Cruz is a neoconservative, and becoming the 51st state of a particularly neoconservative America isn't something that I support, but closer ties with Donald Trump as President of the United States might be quite interesting. One issue that Donald Trump gets a lot of flak for from libertarians is the issue of trade. It's said that he's a protectionist, and yes, he is, but so are all the other candidates. He wants tariffs, he wants to effectively force companies not to go to Mexico. But then, well, what candidate isn't protectionist? What country isn't protectionist? China effectively dumps produce onto the market, particularly steel, and that's done Britain a lot of harm. China's also been particularly fierce in its exploitation of exchange rates. Most countries do this, but China in particular. And so Donald Trump isn't being extremely alarmist when he says that America does face some kind of economic threat from China. Now, the talk of threats when it comes to economies is anathema to most libertarians, but the problem is that free trade only works if the dominant major powers believe in free trade. Free trade was great when Britain had an empire. Free trade was great for a lot of the 20th century. But, well, China doesn't believe in free trade. America doesn't really believe in free trade, pretends to, but it's a member of various trade blocs like NAFTA. So, to have an unapologetic protectionist as president might help to clarify the issue. Trump has faced particular flak for his comments on Mexican immigration. Most libertarians are in favor of open borders. Most libertarians, therefore, see no problem at all with the flow of Mexicans across a porous southern border. But not all libertarians are so starry-eyed. Not all libertarians do believe in open borders. Hans Hermann Hoppe believes in something like closed borders compared to the present system. Hoppe advocates a system of invite-only immigration, a system of controls on immigration which helped to approximate what would really be the situation if immigration was actually controlled by property owners in a country. Let's not forget that open borders is forced integration, and no one actually has a say on who crosses the border and therefore uses public property and infrastructure, all of which is paid for by the taxpayer. But there is another problem with immigration, that is mass immigration. And if any country has lots of different cultures within it, that is no monoculture, then democracy, liberal democracy of any kind, cannot be practiced. This is a point that was recognised by John Stuart Mill and has been recognised by libertarians since. And so there is an issue with mass immigration, particularly mass immigration of very different cultures. Immigration of this kind tends to empower the state because it tends to create conflict on which the state can feed. If Donald Trump can help to stem the flow of immigration, he may actually end up reducing the size and scope of the state. Many libertarians just can't support Trump because they don't trust him. Well, what politician can you trust? And Trump has actually spent a lot of his time in business. Yes, it's big business, and yes, he received a lot of help from the state, and yes, he has lots of friends who are politicians. And he has been on record as saying lots of quite left-wing things. He has been on record as saying that the Democrats tend to run the economy quite well. But he's had to keep a lot of people happy in order to run his business. I don't really think we can attach too much political weight to all the things that he's said throughout his life. It really is important just listening to what he's saying now, because no one else is saying these things. But should libertarians even vote at all? Well, Walter Block says yes. Walter Block makes the very simple, perhaps too simple argument, but it works, that if you're a slave, and you have two potential slave masters, slave master A, slave master B. Slave master A will whip you once a day. Slave master B will do exactly the same, but once a month. Well, if you can vote for them, I think most libertarians would vote for slave master B. Because libertarians are human beings. We don't have different interests to other people. And if we can choose a system that is less oppressive, even though it's not 100% libertarian, then it makes sense to choose that. But surely the Libertarian Party, Governor Johnson and Governor Weld, are the more libertarian choices. Well, American presidential elections are always two-horse races, just because of the way presidential elections tend to work, and because of the Electoral College. And if you're going to pick a candidate that's going to lose, then you might as well pick someone that's inspiring and is good on all the issues. And Gary Johnson and William Weld are not good on all the issues. Gary Johnson not only being a failure in 2012, not doing very well, not doing anywhere near as well as people hoped he would, but he isn't good on all the issues. He believes that the state should be able to force religious people to cater for gay weddings, and he is on record as saying that he drove while high. Now that might be quite funny, but it's not exactly a good example. And William Weld, well, he's always been for gun control, and again, he's not very good on religious freedom. So if you're a libertarian, it's fine to not follow the race, it's fine not to know anything about it and not to make any pronouncements about it. But if you are a libertarian and you are consistent and you are sincere and you do know what's going on and who the candidates are, then it doesn't make sense to support the Libertarian Party. And it certainly doesn't make sense to support Hillary Clinton. And that only really leaves someone else, one other candidate, and that's Donald Trump.